Thank you for contacting the customer support. My name is C. How can I assist you?
Yes, sir. I called a while ago, and the lady gave me an email address to contact because they had charged me money that I didn't know they were going to charge me. And so I was trying to contact them, but I don't know if I have the right email address. It keeps coming back to me. And
no,
it was consumer.
Could you tell me your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 77611.
77611.
Mm-hmm.
First and last name?
Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, Davis.
All right, Ms. Davis, could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Yes, 215 Live Oak Street, Bridge City, Texas, 77611.
All right, hold one moment to access the account.
Okay.
Yes, well, Ms. Davis, so it seems that on the 28th, you made a purchase for the tactical bag online. Is that correct?
That is correct, and it was $5 and something for me to get it shipped, and I did that. But now they're sending me, through my checking account, they have charged me $67.32, and I don't know what it's for because it never did say anything about anything else. And so I need to contact them to let them know they can keep the backpack because I'm not paying $67.32 for whatever they're wanting. I have a fixed income and I can't do that.
Yes, ma'am. So what I could, seeing as the previous agent you spoke with already issued a cancellation of the account, so you won't have to worry about another charge. What I could do for you is I could issue a 35% refund.
35%.
Well,
I want
after
the full
looking
refund.
Over the account, I can't issue a 50% refund, but I can't really issue a full refund, ma'am.
I know, but she gave me a number to or a email to contact, and I tried to contact them, but it sends it back to me, so I don't know if I got it right or if I got it wrong or what. I told them to just go. I mean, when I wrote the thing and sent it to them, I told them they could keep the backpack and just give me a total refund. But then it comes back to me, and she gave me a consumerdirectsavings.com, and it doesn't go.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do apologize about that, but I can't really help if they don't answer. I do apologize about that.
Well, it's not that they're not answering. The email address is not right that she gave me.
And what would that email be for them?
She said it was consumerdirectsavings.com.
Yes, ma'am. Support, it would be support@buyinstantconsumerdeals.com.
Okay, can you give me that again? Support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T,
the A sign, okay, like you about to connect the Gmail, like the little A sign with the circle
at,
around.
Yes,
it.
At.
Okay. That is support at IBY instant.
IBY.
No, just instant. By. Just by, like, regular, like, by BUI. BUY. My apologies.
B, okay, so support at BUY.
Instant. INSTANT.
Uh huh.
Consumers. CONSUMER. Deals. DEALS.com.
DEALS.com. Well, she didn't give me the right address earlier then. Okay. All right. Well, if I can't get a hold of them, I might call you back and try to get at least a half. But I can't pay my bills. I have a fixed income, and I can't pay my bills when they take money out I'm not expecting.
No problem. I do thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful rest of your day, all right?
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
LBT, ma'am.
What is it?
Just T, ma'am.
Just T?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll try to, like I said, I'll try to contact them again if I can get them to, you know, if it goes, I'll be okay. If it doesn't go, then I'll have to, you know, call y'all back. So anyway, but thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for coming out to customer support.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.